Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For the next 30 minutes, we are joined by Aubrey de Grey. He's written a lot of scholarly works and books, helps put out the Rejuvenation Research Journal, heads up Life Extension Technology Group that studies this and funds university research. I tried to cover his whole bio. We'd run out of time here. This is a short segment now. It's a good time for you to basically tell us a little bit about yourself, what you think is most important about the work that you've done.
Wow, that's a big question. I work on, as you said, combating the aging process, and my academic research over the past 10 years or so has given me to believe that we are much closer to truly defeating aging than most people have previously thought. In that, what I mean is really bringing it under the same degree of control that we currently have over most infectious diseases, for example. Now, that's obviously a very strong and ambitious statement, but it's based on a conceptual breakthrough that I made back in 2000 or so, which was to realize that historically we have been thinking about the postponement of aging in the wrong way. The human body is a really, really, really complicated machine, and we don't understand it very well at all. Therefore, if we try to make it work properly for a longer amount of time than it normally would by trying to, if you like, improve on what evolution has put in place, we're probably not going to succeed, not for a long time to come anyway. We're probably going to have to understand the human body much better than we do in order not to have side effects that outweigh the benefits that we may confer. So what I realized was that actually if we take a machine like a car, for example, a very simple man-made machine, there are two ways to make your average car that might have a lifetime of 10 or 15 years last a lot longer. One of them is to build the car really, really well in the first place, like, you know, a Land Rover or something with corrosion-resistant metal and all that sort of stuff, so that it inherently lasts a lot longer than an average car. And that's the sort of way that evolution has approached the problem, by building humans that live a lot longer than mice or dogs, for example. But evolution has different tools than what we have. And so another way to make a simple machine last a lot longer, which may be much more applicable to what we as biomedical researchers and eventually as clinicians can do, is the approach of repair and maintenance, which works just as well. As we know, there are plenty of, for example, VW bugs on the road now that are 50 years old or more, and that's because they have style, and their owners have fallen in love with them to the extent that they do an exceptional amount of maintenance on them, and that allows them to keep going. And for that, that's the same reason why we have much older cars than that, cars that are more than 100 years old, and why we will always have cars that were made in, you know, around 1900 or whatever, simply because we know how to look after them. Now, the reason why it's easier to keep a machine going by repair and maintenance like that than by inherently improving the, you know, cleaning up its operation so that it doesn't accumulate damage so fast in the first place, is because damage, you know, the things like rust, for example, on a car, is inherently harmless until there's too much of it. You know, eventually if there's too much rust, the doors start falling off and so on. But until that time, you've got a sort of window of opportunity to rejuvenate the machine by getting rid of the damage. And it's exactly the same with the human body. We don't actually experience any real functional decline as a result of aging until the second half of life. But
tell you what, stay there. We've got a break. When I come back, I want to talk about the institute you head up and how far along these rejuvenating or these systems of stopping or slowing aging or repairing have gotten, and then larger questions of population and how that interacts with the entire human community.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for a special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got one of the leading experts in life extension technologies joining us. He's won all sorts of scientific awards, peer-reviewed studies. Aubrey de Grey from England. Mr. de Grey, look, you've got all these mice studies. They've done all these other, in-depth, long-length, complex studies of mice where they've made them live, twice as long in some cases just by the diets they feed them. Then, of course, on the other end, you've got genetically engineered mice that live, in some cases, more than twice as long and are healthier. We know that there's a lot of potential to all this. Can you just, in the time we have, boil it down into the basics for people? Because so many people out there aren't even aware of the fact that there already is, just via diet and health and other things, ways to increase your lifespan, but then some of the more high-tech things that are coming in.
Right, yes. I mean, I want to make sure that everybody understands that the amount that we can do at the moment is actually very slight. Even in mice, actually, what you just said is not quite right. We can only get about 50% of extra life. But the critical thing is that even that we can only get in mice if we start intervening in their aging process really early on, either by, as you said, genetic modification or by changing or by reducing their diet really early in life.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I remember seeing in the news like 6 months ago a new mouse that they'd engineered, and it was in a bunch of scientific publications that it was living twice as long compared to its counterparts. Are you saying that? Are you familiar with that report, or are you saying that's wrong?
I would be very surprised if there's any report with which I'm not familiar, and I haven't heard of such a report. So I suspect that it was journalistic distortion of the actual...
Media hype, okay.
Yeah.
But still, 50% longer is a big deal.
It's a big deal, that's right. Unfortunately, it seems very much as though the methods that are used by mice to live that much longer in response to having their diet reduced, or in response to genetic modifications that basically trick them into thinking their diet's been reduced, those modifications are unlikely to have nearly so much effect on the human lifespan. Essentially, for evolutionary reasons, we expect that the magnitude of the response of long-lived species like humans to those sorts of interventions is going to be smaller than the response of short-lived species. So we might get a couple of years out of this, and that's indeed what we seem to see in the famous case of the island of Okinawa on the south of Japan, where they sort of voluntarily do calorie restriction, or they used to anyway. And sure enough, they live longer than the people on mainland Japan, despite having basically the same genetics and the same composition of their diet. But they only live a couple of years longer. Okay, so if we want more than that, then as you say, we need to go to more high-tech alternatives, and indeed alternatives that don't yet exist. And that's what I work on. As I mentioned a moment ago, the basic approach here is repair and maintenance, to identify the various types of molecular and cellular damage that accumulate throughout life as a side effect of our normal metabolic processes, and to repair those various types of damage before they reach the level of abundance that causes age-related diseases like cardiovascular disease and cancer and diabetes and so on. And that's what the program that my foundation is pursuing amounts to. There are seven major types of damage that we need to address, and over the years I've either developed or brought together from other people's ideas the most promising approaches for doing exactly that for each of those seven things. And the Methuselah Foundation, the organization that I run and the chairman and chief science officer of, is focused on making sure that the most difficult of those various interventions, the ones that are going to take longest to develop, are not left by the wayside, and that we focus on making sure that they
are. How does the Methuselah Foundation get its funding?
From philanthropy. We have a website, mfoundation.org, where anyone can give us money on their credit card. But also, of course, we do plenty of fundraising by speaking to very wealthy individuals. And they sometimes decide that we are sufficiently valuable and credible and so on that they agree to fund this work. So that's the main source.
And you've got quite a bit of funding. I mean, it's interesting to know how much funding in a year do you usually get?
Well, we're very pleased to say that it's been going up by at least a factor of two each year for the past, ever since the foundation was formed back in 2002. So last year we received well over $1 million.
And then you use that to confer and study other scientific developments or fund scientific research?
Mainly it's to fund scientific research, that's right. We don't have our own facilities. We fund scientific research in laboratories around the world, in universities.
Yeah, I was familiar with that because I'd seen them reporting on that on the news. Looking forward, again, in layman's terms, what are the near horizon technologies that have been developed that can give us, I mean, I see reports about how soon we'll be able to easily, with technologies developments, live to be 150 if we start, you know, by the time we're 30 or 40 years of age and are already healthy. I see that bandied about. Then I see extreme statements by the transhumanist and posthumanist saying, oh no, technology's doubling so fast. Kurzweil saying that by 2020 we're going to have this. Is that more hype?
Well, the most important thing to understand here is that the hard part is to get as far as 150 or even 110 average lifespan. If we succeed in developing these repair and maintenance technologies comprehensively enough that we can take middle-aged people, people who are already 60 or 70 years old, and give them, let's say, 30 extra years of healthy life, then that means they're still going to be in a good condition 30 years later, by which time we will have improved the technologies quite a lot. So we'll be able to re-rejuvenate these people another few decades.
And so that's why Kurzweil wrote the book, Live Long Enough to Live Forever.
Sort of. Ray Kurzweil is focused on the idea that, in general, the rate of technology progress accelerates in any given discipline. But actually what I'm saying doesn't even rely on the acceleration of technology. It just relies on a reasonably steady progress of technology, which means that it's almost certain that when we achieve the first 30 years of increase of life extension, the hard part will be over, and people who are benefiting from those therapies will actually never have to die of aging, however old they live, which is what makes 1,000-year lifespans and so on, for people already alive today, perfectly realistic.
Okay, I want to expand on that in the time we have left. We have 6,300,000,000 right now. They're talking about by 2015 there being 8 billion or so, and then it basically leveling off by 2020 at about 8.5-9 billion. And I know that once you industrialize a nation, people stop having as many children. In fact, in Europe we have negative population growth minus immigrant influxes. But what about the argument by those that say if you start radically increasing life extension, people are still going to want to have children, their children are going to want to have children, what are we going to do with all these people? I would say, obviously, space colonization.
Well, you're wrong. Because space colonization would not solve the problem. The main reason it wouldn't solve the problem is because you might think there's a lot of space out there, but there's only so much space that we can get to in a certain amount of time. So actually space will fill up in a very real sense if we tried to adopt that approach. So the actual thing that we're going to have to do is solve the problem by indeed keeping the birth rate more or less equal to the death rate over the long term. And of course, if we can do that, then we won't need to do complicated things like space colonization. Now, the question then is, how hard is that, and should we do it? And my view is perfectly clear. First of all, it's clear that we have a moral obligation to develop these technologies so as to give humanity of the future the option. It may not be easy, it may be a hard choice whether to go for a low birth rate or a high death rate, but it's a choice that people of the future are entitled to make for themselves rather than have us impose our values on them by not developing.
Well, wait a minute. Let me just stop you because I wish we had you for the full hour, but we got time zones mixed up here because I wanted to not really debate this but discuss this with you. I differ because we've had a lot of even NASA people on the show and discuss this, to say that space will fill up rather quickly. Yeah, if we had 4 or 5 children apiece, it would. But once you industrialize, that doesn't really happen. And the technologies we'll have in just 50 years, the nanotech, all of it, the technologies we have now, if we made the investments, space...
Let me go through the mathematics of it for you. Let's suppose, for the sake of argument, that nobody dies of anything. Nobody dies of aging, and also nobody dies of anything else. That's a reasonable approximation, because at the moment, 2/3 of all deaths are to do with aging, and in the industrialized world, something like 90% of all deaths are to do with aging. Okay, so let's suppose there's no death. And now let's suppose that people carry on having children at a rate of each woman, shall we say, having a child every 20 years, every 30 years, something like that. All right? Now, that means that it doesn't matter how many children they're having, per decade. It means that the rate of increase of the population will be exponential.
No, I understand that.
And that means that actually the number of people will double each, let's say, 30 years. Now, if we've got 6 billion people on the planet now, and let's suppose, for sake of argument, that this all happens tomorrow, because it doesn't really matter what you call the sort of starting time, then we're going to have 12 million in 30 years, and 24 billion in 30 years more, and 48 billion in 30 years after that. Now, if you actually do the arithmetic on this, what you find is that that means that the distance that you have to go away from the Earth in order to fit the people in, even if we're actually not colonizing planets, but colonizing empty space using spaceships, it means that we just run out of enough matter, enough actual atoms and molecules to make our bodies and our spaceships out of. And we actually hit even a barrier of the speed of light within only a couple of thousand years, and that's with very generous assumptions about the density.
You're talking about just the biomass expansion of Homo sapiens sapien reaching light speed. Yeah, obviously something would happen before that. I'm talking about in the near term. I understand the exponential equation there. Something's going to develop. Something's going to change. Stay there. We're going to talk more about this on the other side.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
All right, we're going to back up for a full hour in the near future. We're almost out of time. Aubrey de Grey, the book bestseller out there right now is Ending Aging, and he's written a lot of other books and publications as well. We've got links up on InfoWars.com over to the Methuselah Foundation's website. Look, bottom line, this is what I see happening, and this is what I see the Club of Rome and other elite organizations talking about, who I'm sure you know about them, Mr. DeGray. They're saying that they basically have to make a lot of these technologies secret as they develop, that it has to only be given to the elite, because if the general public ever gets access to them or demands it, that the general public also won't have the money to keep up the regimen or to have the access to the technologies, at least in the short term, in the interim, that then we'll have this huge population explosion you just talked about. And then you said, well, we'll leave that to the next generation to decide. I think at least people's belief in this technology unfolding is really going to be a type of new gold rush or a new civil rights struggle where people are demanding access to this. It's like a science fiction nightmare novel. I mean, do you get the angle I'm going at here?
Well, I don't think of it as a nightmare, because I think you've answered your own question. The fact is, as you say, there will indeed be rather a lot of public interest in all of this. And the good news is that that public interest will begin in earnest when we have breakthroughs in the laboratory in mice that are sufficiently decisive. Essentially, all we really need to do is achieve the same sort of degree of life extension that's already being seen in mice by interventions that are started in middle age. I mentioned earlier that at the moment we can extend lifespan in mice by maybe 50% if we start before birth or close, shortly after birth. If we can do that sort of amount, or perhaps doubling the lifespan starting when the mice is already going downhill, that'll be completely different.
Well, sir, it's a revolution, as you know.
And
if you can make people who are 70 feel good till they're 100, that's a big deal.
I know, and that's why it won't be possible to control it. So there won't be any prospect whatsoever of these things being in any way kept secret. What will happen, on the contrary, is that there will be a bona fide war on aging, with the general public in all countries taking the view that it's absolutely imperative to accept a temporary diminution of standard of living to pay for not only the development of these therapies, but the investment in all the training of medical personnel and building of hospitals and so on, so that those therapies can be applied to everybody.
So a total revolution, a total shift, really, in our civilization.
Absolutely.
I've got to get you back up. You're saying you'll do 2 hours with us?
If you want.
Yeah, let me have my producer. Well, when is good for you in the next few weeks, do you think?
Actually, the next few weeks are pretty good. I'm not traveling too much for the next couple of weeks.
You know, perhaps we should just do an hour tomorrow. Is tomorrow good?
Tomorrow actually is not good. Tomorrow I need to be elsewhere.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to have Trey call you right now before you go pick your wife up.
Okay.
And I want to just set you up sometime next week for about an hour and a half, okay?
Next week is good. I think I'm free all week.
Yeah, that way we can talk for an hour and then take 30 minutes of phone calls, because regardless of where people stand in this position, this is something that we're moving into. The fact that we can extend life already substantively is proven. The only question is, is it going to go as far as you're saying you believe it will?
That's right. And don't forget that I'm actually Dr. DeGray, not Mr. DeGray.
Well, I'm Doctor. Goodness, Doctor, we will call you Dr. DeGray from now on. No,
okay.
I know you've got a huge bio here. We just didn't have time to go over all of that. When did you first start getting into all this stuff?
About 12 or 13 years ago.
I mean, what first piqued your interest?
I discovered that other people were not interested. That was a big revelation to me. I had always presumed that everybody understood that aging was, first of all, a bad thing, and secondly, was, in principle, something we could fix. And it was only after I met and married a biologist that I began to discover that actually most people didn't think that. And I was absolutely outraged, so I eventually decided that I had to try and make a difference myself. And here I am.
And specifically, what is your doctorate in?
I'm in biology, in the biology of aging. I got it for some of the early work that I did on the role of mitochondrial DNA in aging.
Yeah, I saw that in the report here. And I guess next week when we talk, we'll get into the role of that type of aging in the mitochondrial DNA. Just in closing, how many different organizations or websites do you have, or is it just the one big website?
Well, we have a site and sort of sub-sites within it, but yes, certainly if you go to mfoundation.org, then that gets you everywhere.
All right. Well, thank you for spending time talking to us. And the book is The End of Aging, correct?
No, Ending Aging.
Ending Aging.
Yep.
I'm going to have to get that and read that. Thanks for spending time with us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. Speak to you next week.
You bet. Yeah, I'm going to get him on for at least an hour next week and really go over it. I need to read the book first. But you can see where this is going. And that's really where I'm interested. because the belief that we're going to have all this life extension is driving the elites. It doesn't necessarily mean that I believe this thousand-year business is really going to happen. But who knows? The elite believes it, and what man dreams up, he tends to do. So it's a big question. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutriMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
No, the establishment has already suppressed thousands of life extension treatments, cures for cancer. They are engaged in covert bioweapons programs against humanity. They are obsessed with life extension technologies. They're funding hundreds of different groups. You know, in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, I'm not saying that radical life extension is attainable or not. I am saying that the elite are obsessed with it and are researching it and are looking into it and are pushing it, and that one of their major reasons that they state that they want a worldwide government, a worldwide police state, and a technocracy in the name of global security. And look at how many things are secret, how many technologies are secret. that, you know, we find out 20, 30, 40 years later the government had. They want that to be able to give access to the life extension technologies to the elites, but not the general public, because of the argument of the general public is a bunch of dumb scum. They don't deserve to have access to this. And if we do give them access to it, they will exponentially fill up the universe with humans. Now, there's no doubt that with diet and exercise, you can make yourself live a lot longer, unless it's genetic that you already are going to get a certain type of cancer or heart disease. But then they're getting better and better biomedical devices and gene therapies and systems that can treat that. And they practice that on the public. That's why it's called a practice. And then what works is passed on to the elites, and what doesn't work is kind of left to us. But still, according to the information I have and tracking it and interviewing experts like what you just heard from, still, people don't live past about 116. That's very rare. Living to 100 is rare. If your whole life you have the right diet and exercise right and then have access to great medical care, they're thinking now people that are 30, 40, 50 are going to be living to 120, 130, comfortably to 100. But the whole argument is the way technology is advancing is that if you can live another 20, 30 years, that then there'll be all these new technologies that have grown up and been vetted and developed, that then you'll be able to live another 50. And then if you can do that, it's over. There's just going to be all this incredible, breakthroughs. Now, that's kind of on the side of what we just heard from doctor. Guy's funny. Those doctors, when you forget to call him a doctor whenever they say that, it always makes you laugh. But he's a nice fella, and he does have a lot to teach us, so I'm going to get him on and ask him tougher questions when he's on with us next week. I'm a little bit out of it today for some reason with allergies, a little bit dingy. As you can probably tell today, I haven't sounded my normal boisterous self, but I'll be back tomorrow. But that's kind of the Aubrey de Grey branch. That's a little more grounded, even though it sounds wacky to some. Then you've got the Kurzweil types who openly want world government, who openly say the elite aren't going to want us to have access to it, who openly say the future doesn't need the general population, who says that by 2020 we're going to be merged in with computers if you have the money to be able to pay for it. And so that he thinks he'll just go on to be a new life form inside the machine, and that he will then just put a node of his consciousness, or basically like a memory chip, a high-tech memory card, into a biomechanical humanoid, into a robot, into a spaceship, and then fly around the universe exploring new worlds. Kurzweil talks about how, and many others, and these are people have won, Nobel Prizes and things, so they're pretty serious people. People are paying attention to them is the point that I'm making. I'm not even saying it's going to happen. The point is they believe it. They're crafting the future in what they're doing and what they're doing to us according to that, and that one version of Ray Kurzweil will stay here on Earth, and then he'll launch probes into space, sending two or three other copies of himself that will then independently go out and become different from the one left on Earth. And so when I end Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, with the global elites quotes talking about these type of things, people are saying, Alex thinks they can live forever. Alex thinks that the elite can never die. Alex thinks all this is real. I never said that, and the film doesn't say that. And again, this isn't about defending my film. It's about getting people to be more intellectually honest about what I'm saying. I mean, I don't believe in Moloch, the god that the Canaanites and others sacrificed children to. But over and over again in the Bohemian Groves literature, they say they worship Moloch, and then they worship a big stone idol to Moloch. So I'm just reporting on what they believe. It doesn't mean I believe it. Then other people keep calling me saying, Moloch isn't an owl. And then I keep saying on air, I know Moloch is not an owl. Moloch was a bull. It doesn't matter. They worship whatever they want. The kingdom of the cults, I mean, in India they've got 10,000 plus gods. You can make up whatever god you want. It doesn't matter. They're calling this thing an owl, and they're calling it Moloch, and that's why we call it Moloch. I'm not getting down into your esoteric debates about occult religion and which Ouija board's more powerful or which talisman, you know, gives me more hoodoo. I'm not into all that. I'm reporting on what they're saying and what they're doing. Obviously, I know that the owl is, you know, the Greek goddess of wisdom's buddy, and I know it was worshipped in other quarters, and people were, by the way, sacrificed to it. The point is, the elite are into the occult. The elite are making decisions according to it. They believe that there's already not enough resources, so we have to be sterilized and reduced or killed to save the earth. And there's the added caveat of we can't allow the general public to have access to these technologies. Because if they do have access to these technologies, they will overpopulate. I mean, already the bioethicist boards, the eugenics boards, taking over the different medical divisions in Europe and the United States and Canada, Australia, and the rest of the world, are saying that under socialized health care, the old won't get health care, that the young, the bioethicist board, they as the new priesthood will decide if you're going to get health care. Well, you're old. You don't deserve a new liver. See, first it's if you're a drunk, you don't deserve a new liver. And once you give into that idea, oh, now you're overweight, you don't deserve a new liver. Or you are fat, you don't deserve a new liver. You're a drunk, you don't deserve a new liver. All of this, see, so they're already putting it into place. You can see everything they do is to prepare for this. We have this dumbed down mass of people watching their big screen televisions, playing their video games like wireheads in the near future, like the Matrix, literally interfacing in a techno-punk future, literally melding into the system, being sucked into virtual realities in their leisure time, taking up more and more of their time. The elites say that that's going to happen because there's not going to be as much work for us, so we'll be in tiny little compact cube apartments, but we'll still have our government issued for free entertainment, quote, communication console that literally will just interface right into your brain, and then you'll just be people rack-mounted that maybe get up once a day to go out and exercise, but then we'll be so addicted to all the technology that we'll have to put on our little headset and go for a jog. I mean, that's what they're building. That's actually happening. I talked about how I went to the rodeo a few weeks ago, and I was walking around in the livestock show with all the 4-H clubs, all the kids in there with their cows and horses and sheep and the rest of it. And the parents were all talking, but the kids were all on palm-sized video games, totally mesmerized, totally dialed in, totally obsessed. And you read what Microsoft, and I talked to some of their high-level developers, say, they're talking about within 5, 6, 7 years, your telephone, your internet, your TV, all of it is tied into that box, your video game console, and then it's tied in to a main platform where all your data is on another centralized computer. And you basically put on the headset, and I mean, they already have all this a decade ago or more, but becoming more and more real, immersing you in it. They're now talking about adding sensors onto you that, you know, give you electric shocks or give you feelings of pleasure. They're already talking about making, by 2010, the fighter pilots take brain implants to be able to interface. Well, you want to be a fighter pilot, you don't have to have the brain implant, but if you want to be a fighter pilot, you've got to have it. Or, oh, you don't have to take an implantable microchip, but if you want to work in the Mexican Attorney General's office, you've got to have one. See, that happened 4 years ago. Or, well, yeah, you can be like the Amish. It'll be like you're the Amish. You're those backwards people that are afraid of technology. You won't take the implant. You won't take the life extension. Okay. But then now you read what the futurists are saying and government planners are saying. Within just a few years, they're now going, well, you know what? We're just going to make you take this. We're just going to force you to take this because it's going to be so good for your daily life and so good for your quality of life. We're going to make you take these implants. That's one small step away from Belgium making people vaccinate their children with provenly dangerous vaccines. The government setting the precedent to put in your body what it wants. Or here in the U.S. where they have mass media hoaxes and claim everyone's lining up at the football stadium or the courthouse to take their shots because they'd be arrested if they didn't. There's no law, but they line up and do it. That's one small step being made to take a chip from them putting sodium fluoride, which they admit is forced medicating the public. Even if they say it isn't bad for your brain, oh, it's good for your teeth, we're forced medicating you. And then now they've got already little nanotech chips that can be used to track or trace you that they admit they have that are so small they can be put in your water. And there's studies to do that. I'm going off in a lot of different directions here because I'm just trying to have pure thought, debates. I'm trying to spur debate and thought out there with people. There's no doubt that the elite are preparing to limit most medical care to the general public. In England, you already wait 16 to 18 months for cancer tumor removal, even if it's lethal. You just die. They make you wait sometimes weeks to have a broken bone set. The same thing's now happening in Canada. Again, sounds good to have socialized health care, but it isn't because it gives these controllers, this technocracy, control over you so they can carry out their larger eugenics agenda against the human population. So that's the system that they have, and that's the system that they're using. And so the very foundation of what they're developing, once you have government health care, they decide what you get. They decide when you get it. And everything the elites are doing is about heading us off at the pass to ensure we're just a bunch of befuddled, entertainment, sexed out, drugged out fools who don't even know anything about our basic world or how it operates. So the elite can deal with the higher technological plane and technological civilization they have built and that they command and control. And so when you hear talk about by people that are just supremely confident in their intellect and then see the world through their own eyes and make a political statement like, oh, no, the people will be concerned with this. They will want to know. They will want to be involved. And this is going to be given to everyone. When already health care isn't being given to everyone, and when it is, it's given with strings attached. You go in to have your child at a government hospital, and they offer it for free because you're poor, they're going to take your kid a large percentage of the time. See, nothing's for free. This is already a hyper-parasitic, hyper-predatory scientific dictatorship we have running things, and people like the futurists that we've mentioned today, like Ray Kurzweil, openly talk about world dictatorships and how you're not going to get access. And Bill Joy, who goes to these meetings and meets with 200 of the top guys, comes out of the meeting and says all they talked about was how the elite is going to kill the majority of us and how they don't need us. And how the machines they're building, the computers they're building, may not even want the elite around. Now, again, is all that going to happen? I don't know. But we are in 2008, and a lot of things have changed, and a lot of crazy stuff's going on. And people need to spend a little less time caring about the Cowboys and the Tennessee Titans and the New York Giants and a little more time having meaningful debates about the issues that we're talking about here today. Okay, so it doesn't matter if you don't believe in life extension technologies, they do. It doesn't matter if you don't believe in the devil, they do. It doesn't matter if you don't believe in the New World Order, they believe in you. And they are out there operating. They are out there controlling society. They are out there doing what they want, how they want, when they want. And so that's my statement. They've built the world government as a world tyranny so they can control the resources for themselves, so they can cull our population. They see us as a scourge. It's kind of a feedback loop. They actively dumb us down, and then we basically do behave like a scourge. But they're a greater scourge. For all of their elitism and their great understanding of the whole system, they're cold-blooded control freaks and killers at the bottom line. And so that's the point I've been attempting to get across to you today, that we need to have a real discussion about this, that we need, that even if you're an intelligent person, you can study this all the time. You can study one discipline of science and not know 1/100th of even what's going on, much less understanding it. And it's all racing around us. It's all at breakneck speed. I mean, cloning meat, cloned milk already approved, GMO with all the studies admitting it hurts us, all being approved. You talk to these scientists, they're all real positive that work for the companies. Oh, yeah, there's been some problems, but everything's fine. We'll work it out. It's going to be great. Ha, ha, ha. They believe in their own intellects. They think. And then you have a giant public, the majority of the 6.5 billion people, who aren't even having a debate about it. They don't even know the basics of their own anatomy, the basics of their own intellect, the basis of their own society, the basics of their own Bill of Rights and Constitution, much less the fact that the elite are openly talking about exterminating the majority of us so we don't have access to their new planned utopia. And you saw their last try at that with Hitler. Okay? Come back with the final segment and a few final news stories. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Is it getting better? or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? Got someone to
There's no doubt we're in a controlled, manipulated society.
One love.
The control freak scientists, architects of doom that run our society. Poison us, they drug us against our will, they run the entire grid. And what's really scary is they run our lives, they control our lives, but they don't control the whole planet. It's like they control certain sectors and certain areas. They get their jobs done, but the goal of what they are going for isn't being attained. You see what I'm saying? It's like they've got grids, but there's cracks in those grids they don't control. And you add all that together, they're destroying the planet. They're hurting innocent people. They're playing God. And we are all hurtling towards serious calamities if we are unable to turn around this new world order. I mean, who would have ever thought in Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, they'd be talking about forced inoculations of the public and FBI spying on citizens and a million people in a terror watch database in the U.S. and cameras in school bathrooms and checkpoints and police tasering people when they're in handcuffs on the ground to teach them a lesson and breaking pro-lifers' arms to teach them a lesson and just and all the craziness that's going on and the prisons they're building everywhere and talking about socialized health care and fining you or taking your children if you don't have health care. You know, this nanny state and launching wars and robot armies and robot air force and hundreds of drugs and chemicals and toxins in the water supply. And I mean, it's nuts. We're living on a spaceship, folks. But you've been so close to the problem, you haven't seen it. We're a huge rock with a liquid core, with this thin ribbon of atmosphere, hurtling through the cosmos. I mean, I think that's the biggest issue, is we get so focused on the billboards and TV and our wives and husbands and work and socializing and being petty, that we don't see the majesty of the universe all around us, A, and B, we don't notice how much serious stuff's going on. I mean, I'm just a good old boy that found out there was a world government and a bunch of scientists who'd been hired by private banking families to build a control grid. And I found out that they take all your internet and cable surfing and build huge psychological databases on you individually. And that's not freedom. That's not privacy. That's not... You know, I found out that they're putting stuff in our water, our air. They're playing games with us. They're messing with our genetics. They see us as a liability. I mean, I can read to you Council on Foreign Relations president documents where he's saying humanity is the enemy. We've got to have a world government to deal with humanity, and our military is shifting into domestic operations and admitting that it's for domestic operations and admitting that they're coming after us. I mean, this is the elite turning its guns on the people. This is what happens 99% of the time. But now it's got a high-tech, science fiction nightmare veneer. Look, Endgame is my most important film, and you want to know how the globalists operate, what makes them tick, you need to get Endgame at InfoWars.com on DVD. You can get it discounted with other books and videos we carry, Black Terror Storm. We're carrying the new genetically engineered foods trilogy, the GMO trilogy, Why Genetically Modified Organisms Threaten Your Health, the Environment, and Future Generations, two DVD films, and one audio CD for $19.95. That's all at InfoWars.com, too. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.